Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. But today I want to talk to those of you who run web design businesses, to talk to you about how much you should be charging for your services. Charging the wrong rate can turn your dreams of running your own business into a nightmare. But how do you fix the problem once you've made the mistake? One of the biggest decisions that we make as business owners is how much to charge for our services. That's going to have a profound impact on our success. That's also one of the first decisions that we have to make, a decision that we have little experience for making and only a limited frame of reference. Fortunately, this is not a one-time decision. Increasing your rates over time is possible, and in this little podcast, I'll cover how to calculate a realistic rate and apply that rate to your client work today. But let's start with the very real issue of regularly undercharging and the significant impact it has on your business. In the most extreme cases, undercharging will put you out of business, but most of us don't make that mistake because we quickly realise the errors of our ways. But undercharging has more insidious consequences, effects that we feel but don't necessarily attribute to our rate, effects we end up just living with despite the discomfort they create. For example, do you find yourself working long hours, including weekends and evenings? Do you find yourself unable to take a vacation because you can't afford to do so? That's a surefire sign that you're doing damage to your business by not charging enough. Working long hours also makes it hard to find time for marketing or promoting your business. That makes it difficult to build the reputation that would allow you to charge higher rates. Then there is the type of client that low rates attracts. Do you find that your customers tend to be keen to cut corners to save money? Do they tend to complain a lot and always push you to deliver ever more with ever less budget? That's an indication that you're operating at the lower end of the market, which is a reflection of the lower rate you're charging. When working on smaller sites, you often find yourself working for the business owner instead of some middle manager. These people tend to be much more budget conscious and more demanding in what they want. That often results in lower quality work, which is demoralising, but it can also make it harder for you to increase your rates because you get caught in a vicious cycle. But before we get into how to increase your rates, let's first establish what a realistic price should be. Many people set their price based on what they think the market can bear, but this is the wrong premise from which to start. Instead, your rate should dictate the market you target, but more on that later. For now, let's look at how you should go about calculating your rate. Step 1. Establish a minimum take-home salary. Your starting point should be a minimum wage that you would like to take home from the business. How much do you want to take home over the period of a year? Notice I say the minimum. Don't get greedy, but instead identify the smallest number on which you could live. Number 2, add your costs. Next, we calculate our various costs. That should include ongoing costs such as software subscriptions, rent, etc. But it should also include a budget for one-off costs such as new hardware. Once again, work out these costs over an annual period. Number 3, remember to set some money aside. You'll also need to consider the long term too. You'll need to set aside some money each month for pension and long-term savings. Calculate the total over a year and add it to your costs and salary. Next, calculate your taxes. The figure you now have should give you an indication of the revenue that you need to generate before tax. Now, add the total tax that you would pay on that revenue. That will give you the minimum figure you need to earn over a year to create a viable business. But number 5 is you now need to calculate your number of working days. Before you can work out how much to charge a day, you first need to know how many days a year you work. You can't simply divide your total revenue by 365 days, otherwise you're going to be working every day of the year and more. For a start, we need to take off weekends. That reduces the number of chargeable days to 260. Then we need to consider public holidays. In the UK, where I live, that reduces your chargeable rate to 250 days. Okay? But we still need to consider vacation time. how much vacation would you like to take a year? Let's say you settled on 20 days. That reduces your number of chargeable days to only 230. Number 6. Work out how much of your time is chargeable. Unfortunately, we still can't take our target revenue and divide it by that 230 days. That's because we're not going to be able to charge for every hour we work. There are many other factors to consider. You should spend time marketing, writing proposals, doing admin and managing your finances. All of these things take time and yet are not chargeable. That's the biggest mistake I see people making. They forget to consider these aspects and so end up doing them in the evenings and on weekends. Based on my own experience and the other business owners I know, in most cases you can expect to charge no more than 50 or 60% of your time. That means the number of chargeable days is near 115 per year. That's a number that you need to divide your revenue by to give you the minimum daily rate you need to charge. But a word of warning, when you calculate that figure, it's probably going to depress you. You will convince yourself that your clients will never agree to that kind of rate. But they just might if you approach things in the right way. There are two factors to consider if you're thinking about raising your rates. First, you don't want to do it overnight. And second, you don't want to charge everybody the same price. Before you implement a new rate, test it and see whether it's feasible. Start by considering a higher rate only for new customers. Also, if you're uncertain, only quote a higher rate with new customers that you wouldn't really mind losing. You know, those projects where you're unsure whether it's worth pitching for or not. Once you're a little more confident with your rate, it's time to roll it out to all new customers. Meanwhile, contact your existing customers and tell them that you've increased your rate, but because of their loyalty, you're not going to put up that rate for another 6 months for them. That gives them time to adjust to the new reality and encourages them to book work with you sooner rather than later. By experimenting with a higher rate for a few hand-picked new clients, you don't risk damaging your business. And it should give you the confidence in your new rate for when you decide to broach the subject with existing customers. Sure, you will lose some customers, but the higher rate should offset the damage this causes. However, what do you do if it turns out your new customers balk at the higher rate? Just because the clients that come to you today won't pay your higher rate doesn't mean clients who will pay that rate don't exist. There will be customers out there who are willing to pay your higher rate. It's just a matter of attracting them. In my experience, there are three different ways you can do this. Number one, increase your profile. The more well-known you are, the more customers will approach you and the pickier you can be, only accepting the higher value customers. And you can do this through writing, speaking, networking, etc. Number two, you specialise. You can either specialise in your deliverables, for example, mobile e-commerce solutions, or via your sector, for example, the charity sector. When you've got specialist knowledge, people will expect to pay a premium for it. Number three, shift to higher paid deliverables. Finally, you might want to look at shifting the type of work you deliver slightly. For example, you get paid less for front-end coding than server-side coding. In my case, I was able to substantially increase my rates when I went from designing sites to offering consultancy services. Of course, all of this is going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. You will have to gradually increase your rates for new customers as you adjust your business. By even increasing your rates fractionally, however, it will free up some of those weekends and evenings to start moving your business in a different direction, a path that will allow you to further increase your rates over time. I'm not claiming it's going to be easy, but what you cannot do is bury your head in the sand. If you are undercharging, you will spend the rest of your life working weekends, evenings, and holidays. If you continue to do that, you'll be better off getting a job for somebody else.